Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Aleph, and we are on Nun Amabez by the two dots. In the sugyas yesterday, if you remember, we started the sugyas of Bor here in the fifth parak of Baba Kama. So we're in the two dots on Nun Amabez. Today, a couple of Shas topics come up here in the middle of Maseches Baba Kama. Tanan says the Brach Gemara, third wide line, on Nunam Abbas. Tanan, Hayabuchusin, Measar Tachim, Venafal Nesoch, Oshar, Ochamar, Vamez Pater. The Mishnah had said that if the bar is less than 10 tvachim deep and a shar or a chamar fall in and they die, pater, because less than 10 tvachim deep is not considered ra'i lahamis, and therefore if the animal dies, so then it's not considered my fault. We'll have to get to it, Hashem, in a day or two. The sugya of tchilaso bepshia v'sofo ba'ones, right? There's no pshia, but this is the opposite, kind of. This is no pshia at the beginning, right? This is the ein bo kedei lahamis, and then the animal dies. So we'll see if this is connected at all. But either way, so less than ten tvachim, the animal falls in, pater, b'muzak ba'ochayev, but if the animal gets damaged, in chayev, because less than ten tvachim is deep enough for an animal to be damaged. Nafal esocho shor o chamar v'meis pater my taima. So why is that? Why if it's less than 10 tvachim is the mazik, is the baal habor, the baal atakala, pater? So remember, we had a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. What is the root mechaye for bar? That was yesterday's discussion. Is it chavata or is it havla? Is it the suffocating air that is in the environs of the pit, right? That's Rav Shita. Bar shechayva alav Torah lahavlo velo lachavto. It is the lack of air that was created this situation. Or is it the chibut, as Shmuel says? It's both. It's the hevel and the chibut. It's also the smash that the animal fell into. So in this case, if it's less than ten tefachim, what is lacking? Which is the point that's lacking? And that would be a proof then to one shita and a kasha on the other. So my time of why is less than 10 tvachim deep, pater? Lav mishum, isn't that because the less be chabata? Isn't it because it's not so deep, and therefore when the animal falls, there's not going to be chibut, and it's mashma that the real reason is only if it would be 10 tvachim, there would be a chibut, a smash against, but if it wouldn't be, so then, in this case, if it wouldn't be, so then it wouldn't be chayev, therefore it's kash on both of them. Because it sounds like hevel is not a factor here. So Gemara says, lo, we should do less be'avla. No, maybe it is. Maybe 10 tvachim deep is suffocating air, but less than that is not the ihachi. But if that's true, if the issue is hevel, then ihachi imhusak bo chayev ha less be'avla. But then why would you be chayev in the case of Hezek if it's an issue of the air? Says the Gemara, Amri ain havla lamisa v'yesh havla nezikin. A chiddush, there isn't suffocating air so much that it would cause the animal to die, but there is enough that it would cause the animal to suffer from injuries. Ain havel lamisa v'yesh havla nezikin, which itself is a very mechudash suggestion. To say that chibut is different based on the depth, that we understand. Depending on how high the fall is, so that will make a difference between the speed and the pressure of a person falling in or an animal falling in. But hevel, make a little difference. Tosfos points out that this is a chiddush to say that there's a chiluk between Misa and Ezek. Tosfos on the top of the next almond. Va'amaksha yisover de le'inyin chevet shayach shapir ein chevet lemisa. Right, aval yesh chevet le'nezikin. Aval le'inyin hevel, right, to say that there's a difference between chibut, between Misa and Ezekin. So that's understandable. Aval le'inyin hevel ha'yasover de yesh hevel le'misa yesh hevel le'nezikin. V'in ein hevel le'misa le'nezikin nami ein hevel. Right, it's difficult to have such a distinction along the lines of Hevel, Nezikin versus Misa. But that's what Gemara does. The Gemara ends up saying, yes, even regarding Nezikin, the deeper it is, the more suffocation there is, even one tefach deeper, and therefore, a person would be pater by Misa and Chaya for Nezik. Continuing. Hotur denafala risa de daloi. There was an ox that fell into an irrigation pipeline or irrigation canal. And what is an irrigation canal called in other contexts? An amma. Why? Because it was an amma deep. An amma deep, an amma wide. An amma deep, an amma, according to what we're assuming now, is six tvachim. Machlokas and Masechta Sukkah. Is it six tvachim, five tvachim? We'll assume six. So an ox fell into a ditch that was six tvachim. tefachim deep. Shach deimari. So the owner gives up. The owner assumes that, you know, maybe this animal is about to die and I don't want it to become a nevela. So the owner shechs it right away. Shach deimari. Tarfei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman hears the story and he makes the animal treif. You just shechted it, but you know what? There is a treifa, one of the 18 treifas listed in Maseches Chulin, called risuk evarim. That means smashed limbs. What is a smashed limbs? What is that treifa? If an animal falls from a certain height and you don't know what its status is internally. So if you let it live and you wait 24 hours and it keeps walking around, so then fine, you can, that overrides the possibility of it being risuk evarim, and therefore it's kosher. But if you didn't give it that time, you shechted it right away. So then we don't know. So because of the chashash of risuk evarim, there is a chashash treifa, and that's what Rav Nachman did here. Because the animal fell in, he was chosheish that it was a treifa. That's what Rashi says in the Rashi Tarfei. Mishum risuke evarim. Diyakas v'yurches treifos is one of the 80 treifos listed on Daf Mem Beis in Chulin. Nafla min agag v'yafal gav delo chazinan be'maka. Even if we don't physically, externally see a wound, ela she'en yachola amod, but we just know the animal has trouble standing, we don't know if it's going to live, so if you didn't give it the chance to live, we have to be nervous. So that's the story. Rav Nachman was matrif. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, ishakol mari dahai tur kabatim kibcha. If this owner would have waited a little bit, if the owner would have taken a kav, a little amount of kemach, a little flour, enough to last him on the way. V'azal tana be medrash, and he went to the base medrash, they would have told him, imshasa me'isla is kshera, and he would have waited, they would have told him, if you would have waited 24 hours, the animal would have been kshera, so then lo afsadei latura teshave kamachave, he wouldn't have lost his ox that was worth so much. Meaning he acted very quickly, even though he should have waited. So Alma, and interesting, the Gemara says here that Rav Nachman made the statement, he didn't even say a maybe, one of the acronyms is Medayek, doesn't say that if he would have gone to the Beis Medrash, they would have told him possibly that the animal is Kshera. Maybe he had some type of Ruach HaKodesh, that he didn't want to, did he paskin that way? Pashtus not, the Rashi doesn't say, the Rishon doesn't say that he paskin Vadai, but he paskin because of the possibility. The halacha is possibility of risuk evarim. But when he told the man, he said it b'toras Vadai. If you would have gone, so then, lo afsadei, the latura the shava kama kave. You don't have to say that, because it says, imshasa. They would have told him, imshasa. You don't have to say it's Vadai, but either way, that's the Lashon. But what do you see from the story? What's the reason the Gemara brought this here? The animal fell into a ditch that was only 6 tefachim deep. And the animal became a risik evarim. So almak sabar Rav Nachman yish chavata pavachas me'asara. So if Rav Nachman treifed it up, it must be that Rav Nachman holds that even less than 10 tefachim, there is a chashash of risuk, right, against our Gemara. We just said before that 10 tefachim is the cutoff. Less than 10 tefachim, a little bit less, is enough difference between hevel, or let's say chavata, for misa. But here, it's even less than that. So that is the shita of Rav Nachman. Yesh chavata b'pachos be'asar. So, Eisei, Rav Alor Rav Nachman, Rav Asher Rav Nachman, what about our Mishnah? Hay b'chusin be'asar ha'tvachim, enough on the socha shorach ha'mar, v'meis patur. 10 tvachim is the limit. My time alabi shim deles be'chavata. Is in our Mishnah because of chibut? Right, the havamina that we just had earlier, that the depth of tetfachim is what causes the animal to get smashed and broken and die. So therefore, less than tetfachim is not that problem. So how could Rav Nachman say even 6 tefachim deep is a problem? So the Gemara says, lo, maybe the 10 in our Mishnah is, as we said earlier, mishum de les be havla. Maybe the hevel is the chilek, but chibut is even less. Ihachi huzak bo chayev ha les be havla, as we asked earlier, but what about the line of Huzak then? If there's no Hevel, so why would you be Chayef? Amar lei, ain't Hevel l'misa, v'yesh Hevel l'nezikin. No, there's could be a chilek even regarding Hevel. Even it sounds like a little more unusual, but yes, the deeper something is, the less air there is down there, and the Mishnah makes that distinction. But regarding Chibut, maybe in a Chinami, maybe even less than 10 Tfachim, there is a problem of Chibut, and that's Rav Nachman's Shita. Eisvei will ask another question on Rav Nachman, and even related to our Mishnah. Eisvei says the Mishnah in Maseches Sanhedrin. Beis Askila Hayagavor Shtei Komos, the place where they used to do skila, where they used to perform skila on those aveiros that are chay of skila, it was 2 komos tall. It was 2 floors tall, or to be more exact, it was 2 levels of a person tall. Let's say a person is a certain height, so it was double that height. That was the height of the Beis Askila. So Beis Askila Hayagavor Shtei Komos Vitani Allah Vekomishalo. And the person himself is the height of a koma, harikan shalosh. So it's 3. From where his head is, let's say, to the ground is 3 komos high. And then a person is pushed off or falls, goes off. And if he goes straight and with his head, so that's 3 komos, he's falling down. That is the Mishnah. But if you're telling me now that according to you, Rav Nachman, and even according to our Mishnah, chibut, the level of depth that someone has to fall in order to die is even less than 10 tefachim, then that's way less than what the Mishnah Sanhedrin requires for a Beis Askila. So if you say, so why does it have to be so high? What does it have to be so high? Three floors? Right, make it much less. So says the Gemara. Well, wait a minute. Ula taimech neved asara. So fine, you think the Mishnah is better? What did we think the Mishnah was? 10 tefachim, not less than 10 tefachim. But even 10 tefachim is much less. So you have a kasha, even if you do not say like Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara. There's a couple of points here, but let's just finish the flow. Ella kirev Nachman. Maybe it's like another of the other of Nachman. The Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravua, Amar Kra, the Ahafta Lareacha Kamocha. Says the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, V'yat Lareacha Kamocha, Brar Lo Misa Yafe. Pick for yourself an appropriate, nice, in quotes, death. And therefore, if we have a person going from less than that height, so then he won't die as quickly. We want him to die quickly, so he doesn't suffer, and therefore, Brolo Misiyafe, we have higher. Says the Gemara, Yihachi Nagbatvei, so have it even 10 floors high. So the Gemara says no, because that would be the opposite. Mishum de Minval. So then the person would die quickly, but his body would become totally, broken and disgusting. And that's why it's the balance of Brolo Misiyafe, both in terms of dying quickly and in terms of not being disgusting after the Misa. Okay, a couple of points to make. Number one, we've mentioned this, I think, each time that V'yad L'Rech HaGavach comes up in the Gemara. Nowhere in Shas do we have what we would call a normal usage of V'yad L'Rech HaGavach. Right? We would think, we have these unusual usages. A couple of times we have that a person is going to be put to death, so we want him to be put to death in a nice way. Bro, let me see if that's where V'yad L'Rech HaGavach comes up. Right, or some other unusual usages. Make sure that you look at your wife, your potential wife, before you get married, because if you get married and you don't think you're not attracted to her, then it's going to end up not being a successful marriage. And v'yavdu recha kamocha. That's where v'yavdu recha kamocha comes up. Why doesn't it say anywhere v'yavdu recha kamocha the way that we would have done it? We would have used it, being nice to each other and not doing unto others what you want done unto yourself. Yes, the negative is used. The famous Gemara in Shabbos, Laman Aleph, Hillel, teaching all of Torah to a convert on one foot. So Hillel says there, "Talech sani lechavrech l'sevet." So what you don't want done to you, so don't do to your friend. Fine, that's the negative. But the positive is hardly ever used. We used it. It comes up once in Mishnayis, comes up in the Mishnah in Nedarim regarding if we're shoel. If you knew that this would cause problems, would you? If you would have remembered about the Rechel Kamocha, would you have made the neder in the first place? Okay, we made a big deal about that line in the Mishnah when we learned it in Nedarim. But why don't you have a normal usage? So the different suggestions given, the Rambam and other Rishonim do use it in the normal way. Quote unquote, I'm saying the normal way, the Gemara uses this, obviously it's an important usage, but in the more expected way, we could say it like that. Right? Why not in the more expected way? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avel does use it. So the Rambam says, towards the end of Hilchos Avel, all of the mitzvos of Ben Adam Chaveiro are included under the rubric of Yatra Recha Kamocha. Biker Cholim, and Halvayas Hameis, and Simchas Chasan Vakala, and Kfura, all of those are included. But in the Gemara, we don't really find it. So the Ramban on the Pasuk, maybe it's related to this. Maybe the Ramban says on the pasuk in Yutes Yudzayin, Adarech Kamocha, that it's really impossible. If we think about it, exactly Kamocha, how is that possible? The Ramban says, Haflaga. V'tam v'yabderecha kamocha haflaga. It's an exaggeration. Ki lo yikabel lev ha'adam she'yehov es chaveiro ka'av aso es nafsho. Is it really possible we each love ourselves more than we love anyone else, even if it's very, very slight? Even if, let's say, we compare how much we love ourselves and how much we love our wife. So there's still a drop. It's still us. It's still our own person. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that Chayecha Kodmin just in a natural way. V'od shekvar bara b'yakiva v'limin Chayecha Kodmin Chayecha Vercha. So what does this pasuk mean? So Ella mitzvah zatorah sheyev chaveiro b'chol inyan kasher yev as nafsho b'chol atov. The Rabban says it talks about actions, not really about feelings. V'itachin ba'avur shlo amar v'yahafta esreyacha kamocha. V'hishva otam b'milas lureyacha, similar to v'yahafta lo kamocha, by a ger, she'pirusho l'hashvos ava shneyem b'dayto. Ki pa'amim, she'yahav adam esreyeu b'dvarim yiduim l'heitivo ba'osher v'lo b'chachma. V'im ye'ovo b'kol, yachmo she'yizker re'eu ha'aviv lo ba'osher b'dachasim u'b'kavad b'daso b'chachma. V'lo she'yishva elav, av'yechafetz b'libo l'olab she'yoser mimeno b'chol tova. Okay, the Rabban talks about maybe relating to assets or actions or goodness that I give. Myself, I should also try to give others. But at root, it's challenging to take it literally. So maybe that's why the Gemara doesn't use it in that way, because on a literal basis, it is somewhat of a challenge. But either way, it's an important ha'ara to point out how it's normally used. The Yafei Naim here in the back of the Gemara always quotes the parallel Yerushalmis that ask questions that give different answers. So if you look here in the Yafei Naim, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin that gives a different answer to this question of why is it so high? So Achanami Makshi Yerushalmi Umishani Sham Lo Domen Nofel Midas L'Shalom Midas. Right, what was Argamar's question? What do you need it so high for? Isn't there a chibud even less? So Argamar answers, you have the balance of Avdei Rechal Kamocha and Bar La Misa Yafe. The Yerushalmi says maybe there's a difference between whether somebody falls in knowingly, they know they're falling, and they're not. If somebody doesn't know, so then, look, or they can't protect themselves. They fall in, they didn't realize what's going on. Even less depth would be damaging or even enough to kill. But if somebody knows that they're being pushed, somebody knows that they should take precautions, then maybe that's why it requires higher. Because there's a chiluk between nofel midas and nofel shalom midas. Tosas points out another distinction between our case and the case in Sanhedrin. Maybe there's a difference between people and animals. Our Gemara here is talking about animals falling. So maybe people have a higher standard. Tosfos and Nevet Chusa Me'asara. Vahashta says Tosfos, Midame Trefos de Adam L'Trefos de Behema. The Gemara is comparing them. V'chein be'elu Trefos, U'maisi Raya Me'iov. The Gemara compares them. But the Tosfos ends up, V'koshe L'Rabbeinu Tam de Mechalek B'neihem. Elsewhere, Rabbeinu Tam is Mechalek between Trefos de Adam and Trefos de Behema. So, a little difficult. Our Gemara puts them together. Different ways to answer this question. The Rosh Hashir deals with related to the issue of mazel that we had back on Daf Beis. Interesting, just to read it, the Rosh Hashir says usually, right, the Gemara said that the mazel of a person is different as a victim. And therefore, like we said earlier also, mu'ad l'behema lo havi mu'ad l'adam. But mu'ad l'adam havi mu'ad l'behema, because mu'ad l'adam is a higher standard to get to. So says the Rosh Hashir, relating to the point of Tosfos, said the Rosh Hashanah, Planias Daiti Lo Kashemidi. I don't think it's a problem under Rabbeinu Tam, who is Machalik elsewhere in Hilchas Trefas between Adam and Behema. And why here is it put? The Taiba de Rabbeinu Tam, who, why does Rabbeinu Tam usually say, says the Rosh Hashanah, that a person is different? Because Adam has mazel. If an Adam has mazel, so then, you know, the laws of Trefas shouldn't be equal. But Vahacha Kfar is Talik Mazle, the Omeid Le Harig, Mikom Makom. Here, he's Chayav Misa. Here's being let out, so his mazel is done. Va'od the hacha adarav mazle hu im yamus biyad. It's just the opposite. If he dies quickly, that's good mazel for him. If he's being pushed off, so that's why it says the Rashash, maybe it's not a problem with Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam generally says there might be different rules for what's treated as a trefa in Adam or Behema, but here we're talking about somebody who's chayiv misa, so that makes all the difference. Finally, before we continue, the Chashuk Yechemed here has the case, a woman falls out of bed. Woman falls out of bed, an elderly woman. You're not sure if the woman had an internal injury that would make her go to the hospital. Are you Mechalel Shabbos? Isha Zakena Shanafla Me Amita, Vigonachas Me Kevim. Haiv Mechalem Alev Shabbos. Umazminim Ambulance. Umavim Azal Beis Chalim. Right? Is the bed 10 fachim from the ground? Vechulu. Says the Chashuk Echemed. Okay, just take her to the hospital. Right, nothing to talk about. Right, if she's complaining and you're not sure, somebody kuch nefesh. Mechal and Olav is a Shabbos. You don't need 10 tfachim in this case. Right, it's as we saw, maybe the Rishalmi, she didn't know she was falling, maybe it's less. Either way, that's an interesting application. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Eisvei, back to the question issues of the normal level, we said, 10 tfachim our Mishnah, less than 10 tfachim Rav Nachman, in the story of the ox falling in the irrigation pipe. Eisvei, another question, ki yipol ano felmi menu, talking about the case of Ma'ake, which we discussed a little bit over the past couple of days also, that you have to put up a guard, a fence around one's roof, ki yipol ano fel, you don't want the one who is falling to fall. Ki yipol hanofel mimenu. Chazal darshin. He's already called the nofel because it was hashkacha that he was going to fall, but still, it shouldn't come by your actions. So we darshin from the word mimenu. Shouldn't fall from it. Mimenu velo litocho. One is only responsible if somebody falls off of their roof to the ground. But if somebody falls from the ground to their roof, somehow the street is higher than one's roof, the next street over, so then one is not responsible. Kate said, what does that mean? If the Rishos HaRabim is 10 tfachim higher than his roof, somebody falls from the street to his roof, pater, that's the diuk of the pasuk of Mimenu. Amuka mimenu asar tvachim. But if the roof is 10 tvachim deep off of the street, v'nafa mitocho l'tocha chayiv. So that case he's going to be chayiv, right? In that case where he falls from the street to the roof. V'is al-kadaitach yesh chavata papachos biyud. But if we're saying, as we said earlier, Rav Nachman, that this chibud even less than 10 tvachim, lama li asara, so why do you need 10 tvachim? Even less than 10 tvachim should be a problem. Amar lei, shiny bias. No, there's a difference. A house is different. We don't need the 10 tfachim because of the chibut. Maybe even with less than 10 tfachim would have chibut. But you know why you need 10 tfachim? The kopachos be'asara la bayasu. If it's less than 10 tfachim, it's not a bias. And the halacha of ma'ake is, v'yasisa ma'ake ligagecha. You have to put a ma'ake on your house. And if you don't have a house, so then one is not going to need the ma'ake. Right, this relates a little bit to what we discussed yesterday, I think, or 2 days ago, about the 10 tfachim shir. We mentioned 10 tfachim. The Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, the Emek Bracha pointed out, doesn't mention the wide 10 tfachim. No, it just mentions the more minimal, more tight 10 tfachim. And why is that? So we mentioned, it's not a din. Emek Bracha suggests it's not a din in shiurin. It's just a din of prevention of danger. Just a prevention of dangers, then it would be lamaisa for any ten tefachim. So related to that is the larger issue in Makkah, how much is it a formal requirement assay? How much is it just about prevention of danger? Right? Is Makkah just about, you know, removing dangerous situations, or is there a positive element? Just as a major nafkamina, we know the halacha is that one does not make a bracha on a mitzvah or an action that is purely there to prevent danger, to remove a problem. So, for example, Mayim Achronim. Those who have the minhag and the Shulchan Aruch points out to do Mayim Achronim, there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim. There's bracha on Mayim Rishonim, but there's no bracha on Mayim Achronim, because that's just to remove a problem of Melach Stomis, of Ruach Ra, when somebody goes out of a cemetery and they wash their hands. So there's no bracha on that, because it's just Ruach Ra. There's no bracha. When somebody does kasher's a kli, There's no bracha on hag'ala. There's only a bracha on tevila. Tevila is where I'm mosif kedusha, just like a ger makes a bracha. So tevila's kelim, I'm mosif kedusha. It's not because of tarfus, it's a new kli. Even if it's a new kli. So there's no reason there's no potential additional kedusha happening here by hagala. It's removing treif. There's no bracha. So by ma'akeh, is there a bracha by ma'akeh? The poskim quote a bracha by the mitzvah of ma'akeh. If it's just about prevention of danger, then l'chor there shouldn't be a bracha. The fact that there's a bracha means that there is something positive going on here. There is a kiyum, right? There's a separate shaila of, if the goy is the one that's nailing in my ma'akeh, can I make a bracha on a goy's actions? Do you go so far? Often the construction people are non-Jews. Maybe they would let the Jew just do the final piece to put in the ma'akeh. Then there would be then according to the posting that you make a bracha, there would be a bracha there for sure. But if it's a goy, that's a question. In the Machane Ephraim, he assumes yes. The Magen Avraham quotes that in Hilchas Halakas Neiros of Shabbos. But either way, this is the one of the issues of ma'akeh. But here the Gemara says, formally, if it's not a house, then there's no issue of ma'akeh, and that is why it has to be ten tvachim deep and ten tvachim high. Says the Gemara, ihachi. But if you're telling me now that 10 is the minimum because it has to be a house, sahashtanami tatavi me avroi asara. But one second, if you have a 10 tefach high house from the outside, so if a person falls onto the roof, it's 10 tvachim. So dalmine tikra uma or falls off the roof. But one second, the thickness of the ceiling contributes to the height of 10 tefachim from the outside. So on the inside, you're going to have less than 10 tefachim. If the outside is exactly 10, so then you have to include the width of the ceiling. Dalmine tikra uma azeva migavai lo avi asara. So there wouldn't be 10 inside. You're telling me you have to have 10 tefachim height. Isn't that on the inside usable space of 10 tefachim? So if it's 10 on the outside, it's less than 10 on the inside. So Amale, you're right. The case has to be, you go into chok mi gavoy. You carved out from the inside into the floor. The floor is a tefach or two deep on the inside, also so that the height is altogether 10 tefachim of living space, even from within, not just from without. So ihachi, if that's true, ki lo havi nami me avraya sara, mishkachas la davi me gavaya sara, kon dechok beitvei. So why do you go back and say that's what happened here? Why do you have to say that, oh, it was 10 tefachim from the outside, and that's where you fell from, even if it's less than 10 tefachim? Right, according to Rav Nachman, as we're saying, even less than 10 tefachim as chibut, like the ox in the irrigation ditch, in the irrigation canal, so then here too, so why do we have to say it's 10 tefachim? Maybe it's 10 tefachim only from the inside, but from the outside it's even less than 10 tefachim. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Not forget everything, but we're going to change the pshat. Ella haynu tami de Rav Nachman. Different pshat of Rav Nachman. Why did Rav Nachman say that the ox, in the case where he fell into the irrigation pipe, was treif? Not because. What was the answer we said before? The original answer, that Rav Nachman, oh, the ish chibut, pachos be'asara tvachim. No, we're changing that. You know why he says it here? Ela haynu taima de Rav Nachman. So haynu taima de Rav Nachman, savar, mikresa de tura la'ara kamahave arba'a. From the stomach, from the abdomen of the ox to the ground, is another 4 tvachim. So if you have the pipe itself is 6 tvachim deep, so the animal stands at a height of 4 tvachim, so to speak. So altogether, it's 10. Arisa didaloi kama have shisa. So it's 10 altogether, asara. Ishtakek tachika mechabit me'asara utaka mechabe. So when he fell in, he agrees with our Mishnah. 10 tvachim. That's how much it has to be. So Ella, one second. So if you're able to count the airspace of the animal to the height of the fall, Elamastisa Diktani Mabarshu Ktelabis Yutfachim. Af Koshi spoke Ktelabis Yutfachim. So our Mishnah, which requires 10 Tvachim, Bishisanami Sagya. So why doesn't our Mishnah say that 6 would have been enough, right, to be Bechai for an animal? Because you have the 6 depth of the pit and then 4 height of the animal. So just like in the case of the pit of the aqueduct, the water, so then what do you say to Gemara Mishnah? So Gemara says, Amri Masisan de Ignidar Labar. Our Mishnah is a case where the animal rolled into the pit. If the animal rolled into the pit, then they can't count the height. of the animal, and that is why our Mishnah says ten tefachim. What does it sound like from our Gemara, though? Let's say an animal would have fallen into the pit and not rolled into the pit. Lamaisa, it sounds like then you would be chayiv. You would be chayiv because you don't need ten tefachim. That's what it sounds like, but that is not so clear. That's what some Rishonim say. The Arzaru and others, but the Rashba is not happy about that. Even though that's what it sounds like the Gemara is saying, the Rashba says, once a pit cannot kill an animal in all cases, because the animal could roll, the animal could roll, so then it's not chayiv, even if the animal doesn't roll. That's the Chiddush of the Rashba and others. Even though it sounds that way from the Mishnah, it sounds that way from what the Gemara says now. The Rashba has a couple of points. Mistavrali, says the Rashba, Delav Lameimra, even though it sounds that way. Delav Lameimra, Debastisa, Detani Asara, Faye Bechusin Me Asara Dafka, De Igna Der Igna Dure, Hanafa Kedarke, Afilu Bishisa Sagi, Aliba De Shmuel. But if the animal fell normally, Kedarko said even six would be enough. No. Because then, Im Kain, Liflov will save the day. Now, but why doesn't it say that in the Mishnah? Number one. Number two, Im Kain, if you want to say that if the animal falls or rolls, afilu ignadar, because then, even if the animal rolls, you should be chayiv. Why? At least according to that opinion. If you dug a pit that was six tefachim deep, which is enough for an animal to be chayiv if it falls in normally, so even if it rolls in, you should be chayiv. Based on that sheet, that tchilas b'pshiyah sofa ba'oneis is chayiv. Va'oneis goes another question, but either way, the Rashba says, even though it sounds that like the Gemara is saying that, I don't think that's a full diyuk. Just that, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the animal rolled, and that's why you're not going to be chayiv for a six tefach high ditch. Okay, let's continue. So again, there's a lot more to talk about by Ma'akeh, but we're not going to get into it right now. Says the next Mishnah, Bar Shel Shnei Shutfin, a bar of two people. Two partners own a bar. How is that possible? We'll see. Avar Alav Harisha Velo Kisahu, the first one passed by the bar, did not cover it. Vasheni Velo Kisahu, and then the second one passed by and didn't cover it. We'll go with Argirsa. Hasheni Chayiv. The second one's Chayiv. We'll see in the Gemara that what exactly we're talking about. It's a case where they were both using it, and the first one thought that the second one was going to take care of it and cover it. Right? If that wasn't the case, even the first one would be responsible. So we'll see that by the Shem in the Gemara. But continues the Gemara. Amri, Bar Shoshe Shut V'Nechem Mishkachas La. How do you have a case where you have a bar owned by two people? How do you have a bar of two shutfin? So Ha Nicha Isfir Lan Rabbi Akiva. If we all getting back to our discussion of yesterday, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. So, Isfir Lan Rabbi Akiva, Damar Barber Shuso Chayiv, if we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Remember, Machlokas Rab and Rabbi Yosef, about the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael. So, if we hold like Rabbi Akiva, that one is Chayiv, even for a bar in their own Rishus HaYachid. So, everybody agrees, let's go with Rabba. Everybody agrees you're Chayiv on a bar Rishus HaRabim. The Machlokas is about a bar Rishus HaYachid. So, if you say like Rabbi Akiva, that one is chayiv even for a bar b'rishus hayachid, mishkachas la b'chatzer shel shneihem, or bar shel shneihem. So fine, we could have it, a case where two people own a yard, that's fine, you could have joint ownership, and a bar is of both of theirs, vivkir rishusav lovkir and boron. They were mafkir all the rishus around the bar, but not the bar itself, so people might go up to the edge of the bar, which is their negligence, and they fall in, so that's the case. That's a case where two people can own a bar. Ela isfira lon barber shuso patur. But if you say a barber shuso yachid is patur, so that eichem ishkachas as a chayiv Allah. So when are you ever chayiv on a bar? Vershus a rabim? Or vershus a rabim? Bar shal shnei shutfin, eichem ishkachas la. So how do you ever have a case of a bar shal shnei shutfin? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Gemara says, if two people, let's say two people make a shliach to dig a pit in the street, so would that work? If two people say to a third person, go dig us a pit in the street, that's not going to work. Why? Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Whoa. Ein shliach l'dvar avera. Who gets the avera in that case? Who's the baal habor in that case? The digger. Not the mishalchim. Right? They told the guy to do an avera. Ein shliach l'dvar aveira, and therefore the mishalchem is not going to be considered the pit of the senders, but a pit of the diggers. And therefore that can't be the case of a bar shel shnei shutfin. Let's continue, and then we'll get back to that. V'i dekara haichamisha v'haichamisha, and if one person dug five tfachim deep, and the second person dug the next five, so then it's takalu b'maisa rishon. Then the first one's going to be chayef. I'm sorry, this first one's going to be pata, the second one's going to be chayef. What did the first one do? Five tfachim didn't accomplish anything yet. So only the second one. So again, who is this according to? How do you ever have a case of a bar that's owned by two shutfin? So the Gemara continues. Again, we'll get back to Beth Hashem. So ha nicha le Rebbe ula nezikin. Mishkachas la, according to Rebbe, a machlokas we referred to way back in the first parak, but we're going to quote the machlokas now, according to Rebbe, who says that there can be a combination of an obligation for nezek, then it works. Ha nicha le Rebbe ula nezikin mishkachas la. Ela le Rebbe ula misa, but according to Rebbe, a bar that has been created and now it could kill, it's deep enough to kill. Ula Rabbanan, bein l'misa, bein l'nezikin. And according to the Rabbanan, as we'll see this machlokas by the Shem in a minute, and according to Rebbe, by a bar of Yudfachim, still we're stuck because always only the last one is going to be chayiv. So when do you ever have a case of a combination? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, here's the case. Kigon she'akru shneim chulya b'basachas. There's a bar that is nine tefachim deep. They both together take a shovel and shovel out the last tefach. That's a case where they both have created this bar lamisa. It is now ten tefachim deep. It is considered one action, and that's the case where they are both chayiv. Good. So my Rebbe and my Rabbanan, what is the case of Rebbe and the Rabbanan? What's being referred to here? If we don't remember, Titanya, the Brisa says as follows. Echad achofer bar tisha, uba achar vishlim ala sara, ha'achron chayiv. If there is a bar that is nine tefachim deep, Reuven dug a bar nine tefachim deep, then Shimon comes along and digs the next tefach, only Shimon is chayiv. Ha'achron chayiv, because he made this into a qualitatively different bar. It used to just be a bar l'nezek, now it's a bar l'misa, and therefore only Shimon is going to be chayiv. Rebbe Omer, no. Acher achron l'misa. Fine regarding misa, what Shimon did something, right? He made it a qualitatively different misa type of bar, so only Shimon is going to be chayiv for the misa. But acher shneim l'nezikin, but regarding nezek, they're both going to be chayiv. Because Reuven already created a bar that would have been mazik, even less than 10 tefachim, and now Shimon added on. So they're both going to be chayiv. So that is why the Gemara said, right in the earlier, that according to Rebbe, it might have worked out for nezek. Because we do have a combination chiyah for nezek, but not for misa. But either way, we came up with a different maskana of both of them doing the last shuffle. Let's just finish first, and then we'll get back to the ein shliach. My time at the Rabbanan. Why do the Rabbanan say that there's never a combination, right? Even regarding nezek, only the last one is going to be chayiv to amakra ki yiftach v'chiyichre. As we had this pasuk earlier, Darshan did a different way. Right, if the Torah says that you're chayev for uncovering a pit, you're surely chayev for digging a pit. What do I have to say digging a pit for? So what do we learn from this pasuk so far? We learn, the Yerushalmi learns, Ein Oshim Min Adin. Right, and the Bavli learned on yesterday, Memtesim Abeis, we learned you're chayev even if you don't own the pit. If your only connection is digging or uncovering. Now we're going to have a third limit from this pasuk. Ela lahavi korach ar korah shesidik maisa rishon. Why does it emphasize digging if it already said opening? To include someone who digs after someone who else, or someone else who had already dug, that the second one is going to be chayiv. That's the makar for the rabbanon. The Rebbe Amar lahu hanu mitzvah tzrichi kidam rinon. And Rebbe would say, no, we need both korah and poseach, as we said on yesterday's daf. What do they argue on that svara? You need both of them. So elahinu time of the Rabbanan. Okay, you're right. This is the reason the Rabbanan say that only the second one is chayiv. Omar kra ki yichre ish bar echad velo shnayim. It says ish. Ish is one man and not two. The Rebbe. How would Rebbe answer back? Why is the second one also responsible? Hahumi boile. No. You learn the word ish to teach me as follows. Ki yichre ish bar velo shor bar. No, a bar is only created by a person, not a shor, as we had. What if a shor goes into somebody's field? V'rabbanan trei ish bar ksivi. Trei ish bar ksivi. It talks about it too. two psukim, and therefore you can learn both. The Rebbe, I did the ksiv high, ksiv high. No, the second one is not extra, it's just being parallel. Period. Umi mai de lechiyuve basra, dil me lechiyuve kama. So getting back, according to the Rabbanan, fine, only one of them is chayiv. So why is the second one chayiv? Maybe the first one should be chayiv. He started the whole act. He dug nine tfachim. So lo salka daitach, or even less. So lo salka, no, you can't have that havamina. Amar krav, hamesi yelo. It says that the niza, the mazik, is going to keep the mace. Hahu dekaavid misa. Right? The one that brought about the misa, which was the second one, he dug the last tefach. Says the Gemara, "Vahamesi elo, we might look at the Rava. Don't we use that for something else? To Amar Rava, as Rava says, sharp suli amakdashim shenafa labar pater, an ox that was a carbon that now became pasul that falls into the pit. The mazik, the balabar is pater from paying anything. Sheneemar vahamesi elo b'misha hamesh elo. That only applies where the person is going to be able to keep the mace for all purposes." Unlike a carbon that was nifsal, there are limitations on your usage. So that's what the pasuk is referring to. Says the Gemara, Amri v'lav b'meila shmas mina. Tzimehu davad misa askinan. No, you can still learn both. We're talking about a case of misa. So you know, obviously, that only the one that brought about misa is going to be the one that is going to be responsible. Okay, we finished that sugya. Let's get back for a moment to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. This Gemara is quoted by the Achronim, for a couple of reasons. Number one, this goes on the list, as we mentioned recently also, that this is one of the sources for the Isser of Hezek. The Isser of Hezek. There's an Isser of Hezek, though it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, or in the Gemara exactly what it is, but all the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss the Isser of Hezek, but this goes on the list. Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. What Aveira are we talking about here? What Aveira is being done? Remember, what was the case? Two people asked a third person to go dig a pit in the street. So what Aveira are they asking him to do? So Rashi, not Rashi here, Rashi 2 days from now. Rashi on Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira De'Aser L'Kalkel B'Rishus HaRabim. Right in the middle of the Amud. Rashi says, Aser L'Kalkel B'Rishus HaRabim. It's Aser to create dangerous situations in the street. That's Rashi. The Mishnah L'Melech, for some reason, quotes that Rashi and assumes that is only an Isser Durabanan. To create a dangerous situation in the street is Isser Durabanan, and therefore, the Mishnah L'Melech in Ilchus Rotzeach assumes, that the Gilin HaShas here quotes it. You see the Gilin HaShas? I in Mishnah L'Melech, Perek Beis, Ilchus Rotzeach, Halacha Beis. The Mishnah L'Melech assumes that this Gemara is a proof that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira also applies to Isurei Aveiras Durabanan, not just Aveiras Daraisa. This is the Raya, this Gemara, with the Rashi on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The other Achron in the Minchas Chinuch, for example, wonder, what is the Mishnah Aleph talking about? What, the Isser of creating a bar is an Isser Drabanan? The Isser of being Makalkel and just a Rabbi is an Isser Drabanan? Who says? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Gimel. Mitzvah Nun Gimel is the Mitzvah of Bar. The Mitzvah of Bezdin to deal with an Izkei Bar. Right, the Rambam and the Chinuch count the different mitzvahs for bar and eish and shor. They're all different mitzvahs. So the Minchas Chinuch says, "Ve'eni maven devadai lasos takala berushus harabim sheyuchal lios miso hezek laadam bevadai hu iser Torah kimo shemavur berambam dafil berushuso aser mikol shekein berushus harabim." And then he adds, Virashi Dinakat Isser Kilko, which sounds a little bit like the Asur Lakalko sounds like an Isser Rabbanan, Lav Dafka. Raka Kavana da Asur Machmas Takawa Vavade Isser Torah Vachain Nire Pashut. It's obvious, it's Asur. And we know there are sources given. The Yad Ramah in Baba Basra Daf Chavav says the Isser to be Gorim Hezek is based on Lefnei Iver Lo Sita Michshol, based on Viyav Zerecha Kamocha. Right, there's the tour seems to say, and Rabbeinu Yonah seems to say it's based on Gezel. Stealing is only not only if you get Hanah from it, even if you just damage. There are other sources. There's Chassam Sofer that says maybe it's based, or maybe it's the Stifler. The Stifler quotes it in the first Stifler in Baba Kama, that it's based on Dayanim. The mitzvah of Dayanim, right? Dinim, one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Anything the Stifler assumes, I think he quotes the Chassam Sofer, any time that if you would go to court and ask them, they would tell you it's usher to do, so then that memela is usher to do. So, here too, they would tell you if you want to go and say, I want to damage my friend, the society can't function that way. And therefore they would tell you not to do it, and therefore it would not be allowed. Again, so this is an important discussion of the related to the Isser of Hezek and Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The Meshech Chachma also chimes in to this discussion on the pasuk of Lifnei Iver. He assumes that this is creating a pit in the street is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. Lifnei Iver, even though Chazal jump and say it means giving bad advice and right telling somebody who's blind in a certain area not to do something, but the pashas of the pasuk, he says, Umizeh azhara l'poseach o'koreh barber shesarabim. Umishum zeh amru barber shesarabim shol shtei shutfin. And he quotes our Gemara. V'isura iser Torah d'lo kemishna l'melech. Right, as we just said, the Menachas Chizuk says it, and the Meshech Chachma says it, here in Yutes Yudalid, in Kedoshim. Okay, let's continue. Again, there's a lot there, but we will continue. There's a Chashuk Echemen here also, the related, but we will continue. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbana, second to last line, Echad Achofer Bar Basara, Uba Achav Eshli Malachav. Oh, I'm sorry, one other point to mention, Tosfos, I can't forget Tosfos. Tosfos here, our Gemara discusses according to the Rebbe, according to the Rabbanan, the Machlokas. So the Gemara makes a big deal between 9 and 10. 9 to 10. So that's where Rebbe says only the last one is chayiv. Tosfos says only 9 to 10. But let's say 8 to 9. What about 7 to 8? There's no qualitative difference there. Then you wouldn't say the last one is unique. Tosfos says, Dafkahu, Bishvol Shechidei Shmisa, Shelo Hayim Itchila. Rebbe would say, Achron Chayiv, only, or the Rabbanan. This is talking about the Rabbanan, only when there's 9 to 10. But 8 to 9, they're all chayiv equally. Just like Tosfos says, 10 to 20. That's Tosfos' Shita. The Shita Mekubetza says, quotes the Ra'ah who argues, who says, according to the Rabbanan, any new depth could make a difference, could be unique, and be a reason why the last one is going to be chayiv. Says the Ra'ah, Hu adin chofer bar shmona, uba acher v'shlimo l'tes, achron bilvad chayiv benezikin. Unbelievable. If it's 10 to 11 or 10 to 12, then that's nothing. But 8 to 9, that definitely makes it closer. And therefore the Ra'ah says that in that case you'd be chayiv. Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Ra'ah. Vayter. Tana Rabbanan, Echad Achofer Bar Asara, Ba'achar Vishlim Malachah, Uba'achar Vishlim Malashloshim, Kulan Chayavin. Somebody goes from 10, and then to 20, then to 30. They're all chayiv. V'raminu, is that really true? Echad Achofer Bar Asara, Ba'achar V'siyed V'kiyed Ha'achron Chayiv. 1 minute. The Brisa says, if somebody makes a bar that's 10, and someone else comes and solidifies it, makes another layer on the inside, and he makes siurim and pictures, only the achron is going to be chayev. So how could the first Brisa say that everybody's going to participate? No, only the last one's going to be chayev. Answer, lema ha rebi ha rabbanan? Shall we say this is the machlokas rebi and the rabbanan? Rebi always says there's a combination. The rabbanan say only the last one is chayev? No. 2 days in the Gemara, how you don't have to say this. Amar Zvid, Havah Rabbanan. Maybe both of these prices would be the Rabbanan. So how could, what about the one that says that the last one's Chayiv? Adkan, that there's a combination. Adkan lo kamir Rabbanan Achron Chayiv. The Rabbanan only say the Achron is Chayiv. Ela hecha delo avid kama shir misa. If the first one hadn't done the shir misa. Like what the Rabbanan say, by a case of 9 to 10. That's what they said, the Rabbanan say only the last one is Chayiv. When he's qualitatively changed this pit. And when he's qualitatively changed the pit, then even he is the sole one responsible for even for Nezek. But if the first one also made a Shir Misa, then they're both going to be Chayiv. And that's the Brisa that says they're all Chayiv, 10 to 20 to 30. Says the Gemara of Asiyed V'kiyed, to Ka'avid Kama Shir Misa V'ktani Achron Chayiv. But what do you mean? In the second Brisa, the second one guy only like added on a layer on the inside, so is that really qualitatively changing anything? So why is only the Achron Chayiv? Answer, Amri Hasam Shlohaya Bohevel Lamisa, Uba Acher Bohosa Bohevel Lamisa. Yes! The second Brisa is where he made a qualitative jump. The pit was wide. It was wide enough that it wouldn't be considered Hevel Misa. And then by adding on this other layer on the inside of the pit, now it's too narrow, now there's Hevel Misa. So it's just like, the second price is just like going from 9 to 10. That's why the Rabbanan would say in that case that only the Achron is Chayiv. That's one view. Maybe both prices are both according to the Rabbanan. Ika da Amri Amr Rezvid, Hava HaRebi. Or maybe Rezvid said they're both like Rebbe's opinion. Ha diktani kulan chayav and shapir. The first price that says they're both chayav, fine. That's what Rebbe says. There's always a combination. Ha diktani achron chayav, kigon shalo hayav, ohev elo lemisav olen ezikin. What about the last one? Similar to what we just said earlier. There wasn't any hevel for anything. There wasn't anything to be caused. There wasn't even nezek. That's why the first one's going to be putter, even according to Rebbe. Uba achev ahosef vohevel bein lemisa bein lenezikin. So that's why Rebbe would agree, even Rebbe would agree in that case, that only the achron is going to be chayev. Period. Amar Rava, hiniach even al pia ba'o habor vishlim al asara. What if a person puts a rock on the edge of a bar on the top? So now the bar is deep enough. 10. It wasn't deep enough, but now, if you add the height of the stone, so then it's deep enough for Asara. Says the Gemara, Banan l'machlokas, Rebbe v'Rabbanan. This is the machlokas, right? 9 to 10. The Rebbe would say only the last guy, they're both chayiv, and the Rabbanan would say only the last guy is chayiv. So where's the pshita? Isn't that obvious that this is the exact case? What's the difference whether you dig an extra tefach or you add an extra tefach on top? Mao de tema l'matahu. Tehevla dideka katale. I might have thought, you know when the last guy is more chayiv? You know when the Rabbanan say that? Where he dug. Because now the death comes from the hevel that he created. He created this one deeper tefach. Avalamala, but if you just add on one on top. Dilo hevla dideka katil. So when the animal or the person dies 10 down, that hevel was there beforehand. He's not dying in the one who added on the stones Hevel. So you might have thought, Emelo, maybe he's not Chayev. The air at the bottom of the pit killed him, not the extra air at the top. Kamash Mala, no. Kamash Mala, the air at the bottom is only a problem because of what you did at the top, and therefore you're still going to be Chayev. Boy Rava, Viter, Tom Tefach Vasilek Avanav Mahu. What if you, Tom Tefach, you filled in. He filled in a Tefach. Let's say he made it into the pit. That is now a problem, but then he filled it in. Tom Tefach, Rashi says, Hachofer Bortes, V'yacher Hishlim Molasara, Ruvim dug a 9 Tefach deep. Then Shimon came and added on the 10th, and then he filled it up again. Right? Sasa Mumile Ofar. He took away the Tefach that he was Mosef. Or he added on the rock on top and then he removed it. Mahu. Miyam, so now, do we say it goes back to what it was before? As if he was never there? Or not. Mi Amrina and my David Shaklei. Do we say, well, he was here and now we remove what he did. So now we're back to step one, that only the first guy is responsible. O Dilma, Nistalko Maisa Rishon, the Kamali Kulibri Shusei. Do we say no? Once he's involved, the first guy's out of the picture. And even if Shimon removes the rock or adds on the Tefach, still he doesn't remove himself. Teku, put it on the list for Elio Anavi. Good. There's interesting, what's the svara behind that? What's the svara? Once you're a Mazik, so then you can't get out of it. You go by what will be the ones that's a chalos, shame, bor, shalmisa. So that's it. It's related to you unless you fill it up totally and remove the status of the pit, not just remove your addition. Viter. Amar Rav Bar Chana, Amar Shmuel Bar Marsa, bor shmono, mehen shtei tvachim mayim. What if you have a bor that's only eight tvachim deep, but two of the tvachim are filled with water? Chayiv, that's just like 10 tvachim deep. Why? My taima, kol tefach demaya kitrei diabash adami. Water in there makes it more suffocating, and therefore it doubles. So two tefachim of water are like 4, and that's why it's as if it's 10. Ibai lahu. So how far do we take those equations? Bar tisha umean tefach echad mayimahu. What if you have the bar 9 and the tefach of water? Miyamrina kiva delo nefishi maya lesbehavla. Do we say, since it's only one tefach of water, it doesn't cause the hevel problem? O dilma kiva de amik tve isbehavla. Or do we say no, because it's still even deeper? It's 9 tefachim deep plus the water, then it would be a problem. Or what about this case? Bar shiva umehen shlosha tefachim mayim. What if you only have a depth of 7, but you have 3 tefachim of water, mahu? Mi amrina kiva de defishi mayim tvei isbehavla. There's even more water here, so it's going to be even more suffocating. O dilma kiva de lo amka lesbehavla. Or do we say it's not so deep, so there's not going to be a hevel here? Teku, again, we don't know the answer, and the Rishonim and the Achronim discuss what happens if the person was toe-faced. But either way, it's an unanswered question. One more section, or two more sections. Boy minei rev shizvi meirava. Hirchiva mahu. What if you widened a pit? Omer le, hari miyet havla. Meaning you widened it on top. So what do you mean? That's a good thing. That's not a reason to be chayiv. Mi'ed havla. Amalei adarav. No, harikir vezeka. No, you made it wider on top, so now it's easier for a person to fall in. So that's the question. Yes, you lessen the air, but he fell in easier. So El Amar Avashi, well, next, yeah, not. Let's see. Iba Havla Mayis, if he fell in because of the Hevel, if he died because of the Hevel, Harimid Havla, the person should not be Chayiv, because he lessened the Hevel. Iba Chavta Mayis, Harikir Vezeka. But if he fell in because of the smash, so then, we just say he is responsible. Well, how do you know? Ika da Amri Amravashi Nechzi Anan. We'll see which side he fell from. Imea Higisa Nafal. If he fell from the side that was added on, Harikir of Hezeka, then the additional person is going to be Chayiv. Vimeidach Gisa. If he fell from the other side, Nafal Aremiyat Hevla, he's not going to be responsible because he actually benefited, made the situation better and not worse. And finally for today, Itmar. Bar Sha'omka Karachba. What if you have a bar that's the same depth and width? Rabbi Rav Yossi, Damri Shavaya, Mishmei the Rabbi Barbar Chana, to Amar Mishmei the Rebbe, to Rebbe Mani, Chad Amar, La'olam Yeshba Hevel Ashi Rachva Yesra Umka. One says Hevel is only a problem if the width is more than the depth. And here, therefore, you'd be Pater. The Chad Amar, or the opposite formulation, La'olam Ein Ba Hevel. I'm sorry, I mistranslated. La'olam, there is Hevel, unless the width is wider than the depths. And therefore, you would be Chayiv in this case, because the width is not wider. V'chad Amar, and the opposite. La'olam ein ba Hevel. L'kula. No, there is no Hevel. Ashi omka yos arechba. It's no Hevel unless the depth is more than the width, and here it's not, and therefore, you would be Pater. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue with the two dots in the next piece coming up tomorrow.